this week, I started preparing for launching another podcast, and I couldn't help but reflect on how different my approach is now versus 3 years ago when I launched this show. Like, so much has changed in the podcasting space during that time, including my perspective on what it takes to leverage a podcast for business growth. So in this episode, I'm sharing a little bit more about the new show, but most importantly, what I'm doing differently this time around. So whether you're launching a new show or considering a rebrand this year, these tips will help you create a profitable podcast for your coaching or service-based business. You ready? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Okay, welcome back to another episode of the Podcast Amplify show. Before we get into today's topic, all about, you know, what I'm doing differently this time around, I wanted to take a minute to say thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I know we have quite a few new listeners. I really appreciate you, you know, tuning in into podcasts, binging all the episodes. Some of you have reached out to me on Instagram and let me know, but I'm also looking at my data and I can see that there's been a lot of new activity over the last few months. So I really, really wanted to say thank you. Whether you're new or old, thank you so much for tuning in, supporting the show. If you enjoy the episodes, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram and let me know. I love hearing from you guys. It really lights me up. And, you know, things have been a little bit difficult in life. Life be life in the last few months. And there have been times when I haven't been able to show up, but knowing that you guys are enjoying the content really does give me that motivation. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here. And please, please do reach out and let me know your biggest takeaway from the podcast and how the show has helped you plan in your podcast or even getting started with your podcast. Thank you so, so very much. Okay, so let's chat a little bit about this new podcast that I'm working on, and then I'm going to share five different things that I am going to be doing this time around that wasn't really on my radar, quite honestly, at all 3 years ago. So this podcast, in a way, I've had this a podcast idea in my mind for about 18 months now, so the beginning of last year, but I just never really, the idea didn't quite land. I didn't really have, it wasn't the right time. I came up with all these excuses, really. But then every few months, I'll feel this pull to start this podcast and then I'll push the pull back down, right? But it really clicked for me this past weekend. I'm in this period in my business, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, where, of course, you know, I'm no longer really showing up on Instagram. I love Threads, and Threads has really inspired this new direction in a way, because it really has been a place where I've gotten to know people. All the collaborations that I've done this year have really been through meeting people on Threads. It's really been a place where I've been able to, you know, share my thoughts, my expertise, like really show up in a way that I haven't ever been able to show up on other social media platforms. And so I was thinking about how can I take or build deeper relationships with these people that I'm meeting who, you know, are commenting on my threads and I'm commenting on theirs. And sometimes we'll chat in the DMs. It just didn't feel like enough. And I had the absolute pleasure of being a guest on Jackie Hayes' podcast last week. She interviewed me. And it's all about the lessons that you've learned in business. And it was her, our conversation really inspired me, or inspired this idea. It didn't come right away, but we were all talking about, you know, ditching the shoulds and just really building a business that we love. And my journey from, you know, where I was, where I started out as a VA to where I am now. And I just really loved the episode. Of course, we talked a little bit about podcasting, but I came away from that recording thinking, oh my goodness, I don't share my story enough. And that has always been my original podcast idea, right? I am all about empowering women, getting to share their stories. And then of course, podcasting is the perfect platform for women to do just that. And so my original podcast idea from, you know, January 2023 was around women sharing their stories from where they started to where they are now. And so, I don't know, I think I went to bed on Saturday and it must have been in my subconscious because I don't remember actively thinking about it. And then it just hit me on Sunday. Like, I could do a podcast and we could have like different formats. I definitely wanted to start a podcast that was a little bit different, right? That's something that I talk to my clients about. How are you going to stand out? And I think that's something that had me blocked for all this time. But then it suddenly hit me. I don't know if you've ever had an idea, but something, it's just not landed. And then all of a sudden you get this full clarity, aha, come to Jesus kind of moment. And that's really what happened for me. And so, yeah, it all kind of downloaded and I made a random like post on Threads and, you know, people are very encouraging over there. Oh, you should do it. What's the worst that could happen? All this kind of stuff. But I feel like I was already 95% there. And but seeing the comments from people, I was like, yep, I would love to interview you. I'd love to interview you. Like, I'd love for us to collaborate, right? It just, I thought this could be the tool where I'm able to connect with more of these women and increase my visibility, increase my network. Because as you know, this podcast is my, it's the way that I attract, nurture, and convert my clients. And so I'm very choosy about the guests that I have on this podcast. Plus, I prefer to have more solo episodes that showcase my expertise and my unique perspectives rather than having, you know, a bunch of interviews. That's not the way. And so this new podcast is going to serve a completely different purpose. And that's something that I talk to you about, and I talk to my clients about. Like, you have to be really clear about how the podcast is going to serve your business. And so, yes, some people might think, well, yes, I want to have a tool that's going to help me collaborate with people. And so I'm just going to amalgamate it into one podcast, but I don't want to dilute this podcast, especially when it's starting to grow and I'm starting to see like incredible like stats in the back end. Like that's not the move that I need to be making right now. And so I'm creating this second podcast as a way to, it's almost a collaboration tool, but it's not a summit. It's not going to be a bundle. It's not a freebie swap. It's just going to be a different way for me to collaborate with people and have these deeper conversations with these women who are doing amazing, amazing things. And that's what I love about Threads, because one thing the Instagram algorithm never got right was, you know, showing me posts from people that I would genuinely be interested in learning from and connecting with. And so this podcast is definitely going to allow me to do that. Now, the name is still under wraps. It's not going to be launching until September because your girl is busy. I'm launching a new offer next month. We're going into summer. I want to take August off. And so, no, like one has to be realistic with one's time. So it's not launching until September, which is a fabulous, fabulous time. Because as a friend and past client reminded me of yesterday, my business birthday is actually in September. The business turns 4. And so it feels like a really right time to like celebrate that moment. So yes, it's going to be interview style, based very much around, and this, the specific niche, the specific topics, I'm still kind of refining. But as you know, alongside podcasting, which I'm very, very passionate about, I am also very passionate about us solopreneurs, or even just like business owners in general, although the majority of us are solopreneurs, we don't want a huge team, to build businesses that we love. Because when I look back at my own journey, I feel as though yes, there was shiny object syndrome, but I was sent off in different directions and felt like I had to listen to what so many other people were saying on Instagram. And of course, we don't live in regret. I don't live in regret. But looking back on my journey, if I had more people sharing this message, if the message of you can build the business that you love, whatever that looks like to you, and still be successful, I would be in a completely different place. And so those are the voices that I want to make loud, if that's even right. I want those voices to stand out louder than the others that say that, oh, you need to do this to be successful. Oh, you need to be on Instagram to be successful. Because the truth is, and it's taken me 3.5 years to get to this point and say this confidently, everyone's business is different. We all have different strengths. And so the things that I might be doing in my business that might not align with you and vice versa. And that is okay. So, I'm getting really, really excited talking about it. I can't wait to share it with you. But yes, if you actually are interested in being a guest, I would love for you to send me, I'm not going to put it in the show notes because I don't want lots of like, you know, those people, if you're a podcast host, you know what I mean, where you just get random emails or people will fill in your, you know, contact form. So I'm not going to do that, but reach out to me on Instagram and let me know and I'll shoot you the link. So the overall topics that we're going to be covering are, of course, mindset, because that's a big piece of running any business, marketing, and just general like business growth and scaling strategies. So within that can come self-care. Within that can come, you know, pitching yourself to be a guest on podcasts. Like, it's quite a range. So yeah, if that all feels aligned, hit me up on Instagram or send me an email. The email address will be in the show notes and I'll ping you the info for you to submit your information. All right, so I'll keep you posted. We're looking for like early September. I don't want to say September 1st because I think that's a Saturday. But yeah, really, really excited to like bring this podcast live and have these conversations with these amazing women experts. But for now, I want to share with you the 5 things that I'm doing differently for this podcast that maybe 4 of the 5 I had no clue about in 2021 when I launched the show. And so, as I said at the beginning of the episode, I really took some time this week to really reflect on my personal growth, but because I really spend some time developing, you know, my doing personal development and learning and, you know, trying things out on my podcast so I can share it with you and my clients. But yeah, the journey from June 2021 to late May 2024 is astounding. And so these are the 5 things that I'm going to be focusing on to make sure that this podcast, even though it's got a different direction from this one, I still want it to be successful. So the first thing that I'm going to be doing differently is choosing a micro topic. This is still something I'm working on. As I said earlier, the overall theme is around ditching the shoulds and building a business that an online business that you love. So that's the overall topic, but I'm still kind of trying to figure out how to niche it down a bit, or maybe I'll niche down the audience, right? Because when I initially started my podcast back in 2021, yes, it was about podcasting. And I wouldn't necessarily say that was wrong, but thinking back to the fact that I was a podcast manager back then, it might have been better for me to niche into that specific topic. Because as I've talked about on the podcast, like my first season is all about launching. And even though I did launches here and there back then, I maybe had done 1 or 2 by the time I launched this podcast and I'd learned some stuff. I'd obviously done a course. And so I was still an expert in what I was talking about, but it didn't lead to my offers because I was primarily focusing on podcast management, which, funnily enough, I wasn't really enjoying as much back then, but I was told that I should. Remember that this is why we're ditching the shoulds. That's why we're doing the new podcast. But even back then, I was told that I should have some sort of revenue income coming in every single month. And so that's why I was doing podcast management, even though it didn't really light me up as much as podcast launches do. So that's the first thing. I would choose a micro topic. Remember, I've talked about this on the podcast before. When you speak to everyone, you end up speaking to no one. So just think about how you can, you know, draw in. I talk about just drawing in on your topic on one level. Like, we don't have to go five levels deep and then you become super, super niche, right? We just want to draw it down to one level where you're speaking to a specific type of person. And then the second thing that I'm going to be doing differently is starting with seasons. So when I started my podcast, I got ahead. I've talked about on the podcast where, you know, I mapped out 56 episodes before I even launched. I was batching. I was on fire back then, right? I wanted to make sure I could keep up with my podcast alongside my client work. But by the time I got to maybe episode 28, episode 30, pod fade was real. I was starting to feel burnt out. But I really didn't want to quit my podcast. And so I quickly pivoted into seasons. And that's why if you scroll back, you'll see the first season has something like 35 episodes, because nearer the 28 episode mark, I really started to feel burnt out. That was about 25 consecutive weeks releasing episodes, not taking a break alongside my client work. It was a lot. And so with this new podcast, I am immediately starting with seasons. Immediately. I know that for a fact. I've already looked at my calendar. We're going to go live in September. Then we'll take a break over Christmas. Like, I'm following the same strategies and advice that I give to my clients. I am following to a T, right? Because I am still building this business. And whilst this new podcast will grow my business in a different way, because I truly believe it will, right? The collaboration piece feeds into my visibility plan, which in the long run will serve my business. But I've still got to serve my clients. I've still got to do other things in my business that might bring a quicker ROI, right? And so I want to make sure that I get ahead. And so a piece of this, as I said, not launching until September, that means I'm going to be doing interviews next month and July. So I'm going to be recording well early. And I'll ideally, I know this is going to sound like, but ideally I will get all, I'm thinking 12, maybe 15 episodes for season one. I have to calculate the weeks between September and Christmas. But that's what I'm thinking. Whatever that number is the number of episodes that I want to get recorded in June and July. And then I can edit them in batches. I can then get them over to my show notes writer to do the show notes for me. I just need to find that flow. And I still want to like be consistent with this podcast. And so I need to make sure that I balance everything out. So seasons is really going to help me to do that. And then the third thing I'm doing differently is, well, I'm going to align my show with my offers. So not necessarily offers, because the goal for this podcast is slightly different, right? This is about visibility, collaborations, connections, relationships. And so I'm going to shift that a little bit, and I'm going to say align my show with my goals. So looking back to, which is what I did, looking back to the goals that I set in January for the year, this year was all about being bold, like really getting my name out there, you know, speaking more. And so I'm still developing the strategy, but I really hope that this podcast will help me develop relationships with people to the point where it's not just, ooh, you be a guest on my podcast, but maybe I could be a guest on theirs if it's the right fit. Maybe they will be like, you know, if they're arranging an event or a summit or whatever, they might think, ooh, Rosemary is perfect for this, right? So it's aligning with my business goals more so than my offers, because that's not how I want this show to support my business. I've already got the podcast Amplify show to do that for me. Okay. And then the fourth way, and you know, I talk about this a lot recently, is I am going ham with podcast SEO. So that's why I haven't finalized the name yet, because part of me is like, ooh, I really want something that kind of aligns with Ditch the Shoulds, but no one's really Googling that, right? And so I'm like, what could fit really well? And then Ditch the Shoulds can go into the podcast description. And so I will be taking some time to do my keyword research and choose a name that will be found, right? I'm all about, that's something that I'm talking about a lot at the moment. Like, I want the podcast to be found on autopilot. I don't want to be having to do like 5 reels, 3 stories, carousel posts, go live. Like, that is not going to be part of my podcast promotion strategy at all. At all, nada. Nope. Right? And so I've got to really get those keywords dialed in. And whilst I can do it myself, I'm also considering hiring someone to just create that keyword bank. And this is more from a time perspective. And I really want to get it dialed in. And then I can create podcast episodes based on those keywords. So not quite sure yet, but what I do know is that I want this podcast to kind of not grow in its own, because I will do other things as I do with this podcast to help it to grow. But this podcast is my focus, because this podcast that you're listening to now is the podcast where, you know, I get clients from. And so I just need to find the right balance and really implement my growth framework from day one. That's something that I didn't have as well starting out. Like, everything that I'm creating for this new podcast, there's a launch framework, but there's also a growth framework. And I'm merging them and I'm implementing them both from day one. And podcast SEO is a really, really big part of that. And then the fifth and final thing that I'm going to be doing differently is mastering my messaging. So this probably should have been number two, because it feeds in with, you know, choosing your micro topic, choosing your niche. And messaging is really all about getting clear on who it is that you're speaking to. And, you know, when I started this podcast, it was for all business owners. And then I recently have switched to women coaches and service providers. Like, I really want to dial in who this new podcast is for and get the right guests that speak to that specific audience. So as I kind of alluded to earlier, I'm kind of thinking about, should it be solopreneurs that really are quite happy to be solopreneurs or have like a team of two? Or should it be for beginners? Should it be for people in like the growth stage of their business? And so that's something that I'm navigating through. Like I said, I only really downloaded this at the weekend. So it's been, today's Friday. It's been about 5-6 days. And so I'm still working through the strategy, but I just thought to myself, ooh, I had this kind of aha moment for myself. This would be really, really amazing to share with my audience, because back in 2021, yes, I knew all the strategy. Well, I knew how to launch the podcast, right? And I knew about podcast strategy, but what I know now is like 1,000% more, better, improved than what I did know in 2021. And so I'm really, really excited to really implement my strategies on a show that's from scratch, but most importantly, to really build relationships with people. And I think, you know, everyone's different. Every now and again, I go to networking groups, but I've found that for me, nothing much comes of them. And I'm more of a one-to-one kind of person. I love podcasting. I love talking. And so for me, starting a podcast as a way to build those connections, but also spotlight women's expertise and their stories, Like, it's bringing all these different podcast ideas that I've had for the last 18 months into one. And because there's like four or five different formats, this is not going to be a podcast that you listen to like for 45 minutes, an hour. Like, these episodes are going to be really short, actionable, snappy. We're going to have some 10, 15 minute episodes. I'm really, really excited. Really, really excited. But to quickly recap, the five things that I would do differently. And, you know, if you are rebranding, as I mentioned, or you're starting a podcast, like, these are the five things that you should be thinking about as well. So number one, choosing a micro topic. Number two, thinking about starting with seasons. It's not a bad thing, especially if, you know, you're time capped on a business or a personal level. Like, seasons is not a bad thing. And it's really easy, like super, super easy to go into weekly if and when you want to do that. Number three, aligning this new podcast with my business goals. So I already have this podcast that helps, that's aligned with my offers and, you know, converts into my high ticket programs, which is awesome. But now I'm going to have the flexibility to chat to even more women, because as I said, I'm very specific and picky about who I have on this show to serve you, my audience. Number four, going all in on podcast SEO so that the show is found. And number five and final one, mastering my message. Like, who is this going to be for? Who's going to get the most out of this show? So write those down wherever you are in your podcasting journey, brand new or rebrand. I highly recommend that you take these tips on and think them through for your own show. And yeah, I will definitely keep you posted on how the new podcast is shaping up. And I will, of course, share all the things in a very special episode once it's live. And once again, if you would like the application to be a guest, you know, submit your interest in being a guest for season one, hit me up on Instagram at Too Busy to Podcast, and I will share the link with you. Alrighty, so this is a little bit of a different episode than normal, but I hope you found it as helpful as always. If you need any help with launching your podcast, you know, your girl's got your back. I have a number of different offers to support you. Just head to the link in the show notes to book a call and we can work out together which offer is best for you. Alrighty, have an awesome weekend, friends, and I'll see you next week, or you'll hear me next week. Speak soon. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.